This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
we should
recently, the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat.
Well, we're going to lay down some more foundational information for you concerning your founding documents. We'll highlight what's going on across the country real quick as well. And then we'll get to it, okay? How's that sound? Sounds good to me, Bradley. Thank you. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, again, we have Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to get over to that page in just a couple minutes here. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, as well as going over to Facebook, BradleyDean double E, Sons of Liberty Media, and Sons of Liberty Radio as well. Don't forget the last words, media and radio. Folks, phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into, well, do radio,
do.
That doesn't sound right.
That
right?
Does not sound
that sounds
right.
Like something a little kid would have said in elementary school.
That's right. We're turning talk radio into do radio.
Don't want to step in that doo-doo.
No.
Okay.
Do you want doo-doo? No.
Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you share with us, Stephanie, as to why that is?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
True that.
The mind of Christ. We want the heart of God, and we always want to be led by the Spirit. As I say every day here on the Sons of Liberty, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God's God. Now, I want to go back to our founders for a moment. You know, sometimes you will debate back and forth. Are we a Christian nation? It's so ridiculous, and there's no debate about it. We absolutely are. But, you know, when you go back and look at the founders and you look at their principles and what they stood for and what they said with their actions following it, you think, these guys are just awesome. When you see quotes from our founders and you reiterate things that maybe you haven't quite seen yet before, you just reiterates in your heart how awesome these
what's even
were.
More important than that is the fact that the fruit's still on the trees
of
our founding forefathers. So it's not just what they said,
but they
were justified because we can see their deeds by their fruit.
That's right. Now Daniel Webster, who was a U.S. senator, secretary of state, and defender of the Constitution, said this: the Christian religion, its general principles, must ever be regarded among us as the foundation of civil society. Whatever makes men good Christians makes them good citizens. To the free and universal reading of the Bible, men are much indebted for right views of civil liberty. The Bible is a book which teaches man his own individual responsibility.
Yep.
We all are responsible before God, his own dignity, and his equality with his fellow man. So when you go and look and say, well, you know, it's someone else's job, you know, it's what the politicians do. No. We have our own individual responsibility before God and man to do that which is right before him always. Now, Thomas Jefferson, let's go to the one that I always say, oh, you know, he was just a deist.
Said of.
The weak link, right? You know,
yeah.
The one that wasn't quite.
Well, Thomas
Christian.
Paine was actually the one they liked to zero in on, but Thomas is a part of that, so is Ben Franklin.
Right, a part of that association, those three, right?
Yeah.
Well, Thomas Jefferson signed the Declaration of Independence, diplomat, governor, secretary of state, and third president of the United States said this: the doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man. The practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society, he, meaning God, has taken care to impress his precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain, meaning God's given us a conscience. He's written that law upon our hearts. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be. Sincerely attached to his doctrines in preference to all others, I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus. And now when you look at all of our founding forefathers, and you look at what they were establishing during their time, during the Revolution, they're, you know, establishing all these different things upon earth, you know, our monuments, our Constitution, the Declaration, all these different things. But it was James Madison who, even with all this, had enough sense in his heart and mind to say, a watchful eye must be kept on ourselves, lest, while we are building ideal monuments of renown and bliss here, we neglect to have our names enrolled in the annals of heaven. So when you look at it and say, man, these men really had it going on in the sense of they walked out their faith in demonstration, deeds, not words, as we always begin at the radio show, as George Washington talked about. But they knew enough to know that we need not neglect to have our names enrolled in the annals of heaven, which is the most important thing. So going back to our founders again, awesome men, awesome people, lived out their faith by demonstration.
Well, we can see that with Phineas and Hophni concerning Eli. Remember when they wanted to ward off the enemy? They'd actually picked up the Ark of God, and they wanted the Philistines to freak out, and they did at first. But because the Spirit of God was no longer with them, Ichabod, it's interesting that because the glory has departed, well, the men were vile. So having the law to throw it out there, written in stone, or even the Ark itself with the two tablets in it, was pretty much senseless. God was with it. Yes, of course he was,
right,
in spirit, and he was bearing witness to the truth. But he wasn't going to bear witness to Hophni and Phinehas,
right,
because Eli would not deal with his sons.
That's right. You have
so
to have
that's
a holy
exactly
vessel
what you're saying.
And a pure vessel to be able to walk out God's precepts and commands.
Yeah. So if you're not there, the Holy Ghost is not going to bear witness to a lie. He's only going to bear witness to the truth. And it's interesting, you know when the Spirit of Christ is about you, when other people are convicted by their sins.
That's true.
And not otherwise. So you can go ahead and preach the law of God all you want, but if you're not practicing what you're preaching, rest assured.
Letter.
Oh, it's a dead letter.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. The Spirit giveth life. And that's exactly what we're after. Folks, what we're going to do right when we come back is we're going to talk about some of our founding documents in history. And it's not boring stuff, friends. I just want you to understand that it's not boring at all, but it's just information you probably had no idea, which is actually there. It's still there, friends. For example, at Arlington Cemetery lies not only hundreds of thousands of patriots who served our nation. By the way, they're 6 feet under the ground. God bless each and every one of them. But also the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, where it's perpetually guarded, where it rests. It's inscripted on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, in honor, glory, an American soldier known but to God.
Yeah.
And these are just the little things,
yeah,
the in-betweenites that we have not gotten to. So let's get to them, because we talk about our, you know, we talk about the Liberty Bell, we talk about the Statue,
yeah,
of Liberty, the,
mm-hmm,
Matrix of Liberty, we talk about the Washington Monument, we talk about Moses above the Supreme Court, in the Supreme Court chambers, in the court buildings across the United States of America. We've talked about the preambles. We've talked about all of this. But let's just come back again and get your feet out of the miry clay. Let's put them back upon the rock and then pray and ask the Lord to actually establish our goings. And this is just the information that's going to do it. It's kind of like those videos, Stephanie, that we watched in the past where it showed you the Dead Sea. It showed,
right,
you the wheels under the Dead Sea. It's like, you know what? That strengthens my faith, man. I knew it. Why was the government trying to keep the...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just thinking, because I seen a picture of David with the sword in his hand, about ready to take off the head of Goliath. And as I looked at the picture, I thought, you know, you got to keep in mind, friends, that that sword in David's hand was first in Goliath's hand.
That's right.
And he was the one that was defying the armies of the living God. David understood faith without works is dead. So in other words, he moved on his faith. He went after Goliath. He took the stone, a smooth stone. The Lord aimed it, as did King David himself. Well, not then king, but he was becoming the king in process, might I add. Took it, started to swing it around in his skill, and he nailed the joker right between the eyes, fell on his back, ran over, and he took off his head. What's important for people to understand here is if David didn't move on his faith, he would have never took the sword out of Goliath's hand, and he would have never took Goliath's head and won the victory.
That's right.
Amen.
He knew that if God before him, who could be against him? Even though Goliath was much bigger than he was, he believed that his God was bigger, and he had the indignation of the Lord, said, who is this man?
As they say, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
That's right. And that's such a great point, too, is the fact that he took off his head with Goliath's own sword. That's how confident he was in God.
So let's go over to some more of our, some of our sites that we might go to. Let me say it that way, because we can go over to Arlington Cemetery. And again, folks, not only lies thousands, it's not just hundreds, it's hundreds of thousands of patriots who served our nation, but also the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We've been there quite a few times. And they are perpetually guarded where rests, it states, inscripted on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, in honor, glory, an American soldier known but to God, the God of the Mosaic Institution and Jesus Christ. Now, we know that because we see all the Christian crosses above the heads of hundreds of thousands of those that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, magnifying the laws of our Constitutional Republic against tyrants, namely those that the American people have led to believe that it's okay to submit yourself to what our forefathers and our veterans actually fought, bled, and died fighting against. I don't know how that works, but it works that way apparently in America today. How foolish. To the own demise of the American people to stand down again when they should stand up. The U.S. Capitol also bears witness to the legacy of our founders' admission of faith, because we see Daniel Webster, who was voted by the United States Senate in the 1980s as one of the five greatest senators. In 1851, when the new House and Senate wings of the Capitol were begun,
1831, Webster gave a speech that was deposited in the cornerstone. This is what he said. If therefore it shall hereafter be the will of God that this structure should fall from the base, that its foundations be upturned, and this deposit brought to the eyes of men, be it then known that on this day the Union of the United States of America stands firm, that their Constitution still exists unimpaired and with all of its original usefulness and glory, growing every day stronger and stronger in the affection of the great body of the American people and attracting more and more the admiration of the world. And all here assembled, whether belonging to the public life or to the private life, with hearts devotedly thankful to Almighty God for the preservation of the liberty and happiness of the country, unite in sincere and fervent prayers that this deposit and the walls and arches, the domes and towers, the columns and the entablatures now to be erected over it may endure forever.
Amen.
Boy,
I love
That's
awesome.
He just preached the good news to America. But then they already knew the good news, and
they were
walking it out, right? Now, at the top of the United States Supreme Court building, we've talked about this a trillion times, you'll see Moses holding the Ten Commandments, and below him the words again, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. It's only there to reflect the fact that we are based on the Mosaic Institution. Let's go over to Thomas Jefferson.
Hey, I got to add this.
Yes.
I just found this out, too, that, you know, you're talking about the Ten Commandments. Images of the Ten Commandments are found in many federal buildings across Washington, D.C., including in bronze in the floor of the National Archives, in a bronze statue of Moses in the main reading room of the Library of Congress, in numerous locations at the U.S. Supreme Court, including the frieze above the justices, the oak door at the rear of the chamber, the gable apex, and dozens of locations on the bronze latticework surrounding the Supreme Court bar seating as well. So when you're looking at, like you said, it's in stone.
Hey, here's the bottom line. The Lord would not leave himself, and he does not leave himself without witness, even when it's right in front of the faces of the American people at large.
Right.
Okay? You have to strain your eyes you have to close them pretty tightly not to be able to actually see those things. Let's go over to Thomas Jefferson. Namely, his monument. You'll see the quotes from the Thomas Jefferson Monument, which the author of the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom, under the Christian umbrella, of course, which inspired the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. Now, for those that might want to argue with me right there, I'm just kind of curious to know, how's the new mosques being built in the United States of America? How's that going over with the American people? I think the point's made. Thomas Jefferson penned the Declaration of Independence. Its words are inscribed on the memorial stating, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights that our Creator gave unto us, governments are instituted among men." He goes on, "We solemnly publish and declare that these colonies, the 13 colonies, which, by the way, were operating under the Articles of Confederation, which was the constitution that held the colonies together during that particular time," he said, "that these colonies are of a right, ought to be free and independent states, and for the support for this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors." There it is again.
Yep.
So when we go over to Jefferson's memorial, also quotes, God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And we know that Charles D. Montesquieu said that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. He goes on, "Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. Commerce between master and slave is despotism. Nothing is more certainly written in the book of fate than that these people are to be free under God's government," I add.
Mm-hmm.
"Establish a law for educating the common people." That, he goes on, "this is the business of the state and of a general plan." By the way, friends, for those that did not know, again, that's why we're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com today. The fact of the matter is the whole purpose of government is to ensure the rights of the people. To ensure the rights of the people. You want to know what the second purpose of government is? To restrain men from violating God's moral law. restraining men from sin. Right? Why would government restrain men from sin? So they can remain a free people.
That's right.
Jesus said, to whom the Son maketh free is
free indeed.
Free indeed. Okay. Again, Thomas Jefferson said that this, it is the business of the state on a general plan.
That's
is
right.
To keep the people free, not ensnared or enslaved. Okay.
That's right. And of the five areas inside the Jefferson Memorial into which Jefferson's words have been carved, four are God-centered, including the quote that you just gave us about God who gave us life, gave us liberty.
What's the fruit of his life? Everything is God-centered. Read John 15, you can't bear fruit without me, Christ said. And the fruit that you will bear will bring glory to my Father. And we can see that that is exactly what we're dealing with today again.
You know what's interesting to notice? He's kind of lumped in with that lot as not really being Christian. But when you look at the fruit of his life and the fruit of his words and what he said, he's more of a Christian now than most professed Christians nowadays.
Easy.
He says, that is to say, I'm a real Christian, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ. How many people who profess their Christianity today can say that they are truly disciples of the doctrines of Jesus Christ?
Here, let me give you a case in point. Thomas Paine, they call him the least religious forefather that we had. He was the one that was in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take just praise unto themselves for God's creation. Okay? That's the least religious forefather that we had, Thomas Paine.
Right.
Okay. I was just talking to a rock star buddy of mine this morning, friend of mine, literally. And he did a video, and the video went out there. I'm sure it's probably got a couple million hits on it by now. But the point was, is he said, Bradley, you know, some organization called me up, some pro-life organization called me up, and they said that they wanted to actually have me for like 20 minutes. I'll sing a song, and then I'll leave. And this particular individual said, you know, we need to take a couple things out of the video lest we offend anybody.
No.
And I said to him, I said, listen, my friend, a pro-life group, babies are being chopped up in the womb. And I said to him, listen, my friends, oh, it's totally offensive.
Exactly.
It should offend everybody.
Right.
I mean, America's offended by these people being beheaded overseas by the, jihadists and the Muslim terrorists. But America tolerates it in America over 4,000 times a day within the womb. They allow the doctors to get paid for murdering the innocent in the womb. What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly. You're offended of what's going on overseas, walk down here in your city to a Planned Parenthood. It's going on there every day.
By God, man,
yeah.
Stand up for life here, would you? The innocent in the womb are crying out for help. Who's helping them? We're going to come back and we're going to talk about more of this monumental stuff taking place across their country that you may not know anything of. And then I'm going to get over to Lincoln's memorial as well and give you a quote in a letter that he wrote to a Miss Bixby. Pretty blowaway stuff. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Moms of America, stand up.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You know, what's also interesting here is the fact that we cannot forget the newly erected Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. Man, folks, these things are right. When we get to Washington, D.C., these are all staring us right in the face. Let's go over to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. In honor of the Baptist preacher who thundered justice for all men in the pulpits of America, he was a bulwark of the civil rights movement. By the way, he would not admit to that, friends. It was an issue of law to him. That's why he kept reciting the Declaration of Independence. And he claimed himself to be a preacher. Okay? It was the state-run media that actually labeled him the civil rights movement leader. But going to his memorial, we can see quotes such as these that are inscribed on the wall. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice.
That's awesome.
Okay. Going back over to Martin Luther King Jr.'s memorial, he said, we are determined here in Montgomery to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, quoting Amos 5:24. Now, why would he quote the Bible? Because he knew who the lawgiver was and is. Now, to top it off, the architects of our nation's capital city purposely placed its monument in a shape of a cross. Going on here, friends.
Yep.
So let me say that again. When we look at the architects of our nation, we can see the capital city is purposely placed in such a shape as that of a cross. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, friends, I'm going to post that on the Sons of Liberty Radio right now on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. It's absolutely astounding. And when you look at it, the way that the architects actually laid it out to be, you cannot see it if you're just walking by it. You have to see it from an aerial view. And once you get up into the air, you can see exactly in the clarity. And it's very meticulous in shape, no question about it. We can also look at our money in God we trust. We can go to the Liberty Bell, Leviticus 25:10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land, again, unto all the inhabitants thereof.
Now, I want to add on to that, too. The
yes.
Declaration in the United States Capitol, the Declaration in God we trust is prominently displayed in both the United States House and Senate chambers.
Okay, cool. Then the Statue of Liberty, named Liberty Enlightening the World. What is she holding in her left hand, friends? The Declaration of Independence. And okay. Friends, don't forget all 50 states acknowledge and fell in line with Americans' Christian heritage, as shown in every one of their preambles to the state constitution, all acknowledging who? Go ahead, Steph.
Okay, I was going to say, too, you know, we were just this...
is that good?
No. Uh-huh. I need a little more time. On Monday, we were at the State Fair. We were walking around a little bit, and we saw a woman who was dressed up like the Statue of Liberty, right? And Bradley asked her, so, you know, what is the Statue of Liberty holding? And she's like, some sort of a scroll, she said.
Yeah.
And he told her that it was the Declaration of Independence. Now, when we say it's not tedious for us to go over these things, because there's so many times that you think, people know what that is. People really don't know what that is. If you look at even just a little rabbit trail here, even the people who ring the bells for the Salvation Army, you ask them who the founders are, they don't have a clue. It's like, So when you look and say, well, people ought to know this stuff, it's amazing how many times you'll meet people who really don't have a clue as to our religious heritage.
Now, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that America is a Christian nation. We've been over this 1.5 million times. Just to go to Washington, D.C., and the monuments stand tall and firm, proclaiming the fact that our founders aligned themselves with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can also find biblical and religious quotations, the Ten Commandments, and more on almost every significant building in D.C. So, when we go over to Lincoln's Memorial, love him or hate him, friends, okay? The good, bad, and the ugly with Lincoln, I get it. The words of Lincoln's second inaugural address are carved in granite, praying that the mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away, but also recalling that the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. You may also find Isaiah 40 as well.
That's nice. I have some things to add on that as well.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, the Lincoln Memorial contains numerous acknowledgments of God and citations of the Bible verses, including the declarations that we hear highly resolved, this nation under God shall not perish from the earth, and the Almighty has his own purpose. And then the verse that you just read too as well, woe unto the world because of its offenses, for it must need be the offenses come, but woe unto that man by whom the offenses cometh, in Matthew 18:7, and then going on about the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. So when you're looking at that, and you say, oh my goodness, there's more verses, Psalms 19:9 and Isaiah, as you mentioned too, as well, 40 verses 4 through 5. So it's inscribed everywhere. Like you said, you'd have to have your eyes shut to be able to not see everything that's going on.
Now, I want you to continue with me down the mall, and you'll see the National Archives building, which displays a bronze medallion of the Ten Commandments at the entrance, surrounded by four winged figures representing legislation, justice, history, war, and defense, a testament to the biblical truth of America's foundations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making this up, friends. It's really there. Below the west front of the Capitol, where our president takes the inaugural oath, lays gardens planted with the offerings of people and organizations from around the world. One such planting is a group of 5 crabapple trees donated by the people of Iowa in memory of the 5 Sullivan brothers, sons of the Hawkeye State, who served and died together abroad the USS Juneau in World War II. Now, I want you to hear the prayer of Abraham Lincoln. Again, love him or hate him, I get it, friends, because it's a sober reminder of the high cost of freedom. Abraham Lincoln wrote a letter to Miss Bixby. Now, keep in mind, she lost all 5 of her sons on the ship, okay? In the Civil War, by the way. He wrote, "Dear Madam, I have been shown in the files of the War Department a statement of the Adjutant General of Massachusetts that you are the mother of 5 sons who have died gloriously on the field of battle. I feel how weak and fruitless must be any words of mine which should attempt to beguile you from the grief and the loss so overwhelmingly. But I cannot refrain from the tendering to you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of the Republic they died to save. I pray that your Heavenly Father may assuage you the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom." He said, "Yours very sincerely and respectfully, Abraham Lincoln."
Yeah.
How eloquent.
Very much so. I remember that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that really is.
I remember that, and they highlighted that actually in this true story about the saving of Private Ryan. When you look at that going on, they highlighted that particular speech or letter, rather, from Abraham Lincoln, and it was so powerful. And you look at the costly price of freedom. This mother who received 5 you know, her five sons laid on the altar of freedom there, it really does have a powerful meaning.
Well, I'm just, even again, going back to love them or hate them, you can't just conjure words up like that
right.
from the head.
No.
That's the kind of stuff that comes from the heart
right.
all the way around. Friends, we can also talk about the Washington Monument, which you know all the well. At the very top it says, praise be to God, all the way up the stairs. We see that there's scripture.
Yeah, there's Bible verses and religious acknowledgments carved on the memorial blocks on the walls, including the phrases, holiness to the Lord, search the scriptures, and then it has scripture references, John 5:39, the memory of the just is blessed, which is Proverbs 10:7, may heaven to this union continue its benefits, and in God we
benefits.
Trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And in God we trust, but the Latin inscription, Laus Deo, is praise be to God, is engraved on the monument's capstone, which is amazing. You can also go to, I want to go to the Library of Congress here for a minute. In the Library of Congress, the giant Bible of Mainz, M-A-I-N-Z, and the Gutenberg Bible are on prominent permanent display, and etched on the walls are Bible verses, including the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not, John 1:5. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding, Proverbs 4:7. Also the scripture, what does the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God, Micah 6:8. And
what building are you in right now?
The Library of Congress. And
how's that working out for you?
You know, even too, when they were talking about, you know, the displaying of the Ten in God We Trust in the chambers in the House and Senate,
yep.
I thought, man, if only those people there would actually follow the precepts.
Totally.
You know,
or even the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
I mean, they've been starting with prayer since 1777.
Yeah.
And they still have a preacher there starting and adjourning.
Yeah.
Court processions. I mean, hello.
Seriously. And finally, in the Library of Congress, the scripture, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork in Psalm 19:1.
I think it shows you how blind a people have become because they think that they're rich.
Right.
And the fact of the matter, when we go over to Revelation 3, the fact is that they're blind and they're wretched.
Right.
And they're poor. And the Lord said, you know, he counsels us to buy gold from him. In other words, try it in the fire. And then he goes on to say, I'd rather have you hot or cold, because he said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And then he goes on to say, friends, by the way, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. And America, again, we're talking about these monuments. We're
right.
talking about these memorials and these inscriptions on the buildings that are right in front of the face of the American people. And here's the other thing. Do you see the church kicking up against the goads concerning the atheist or the those other unlawful organizations in America? Of course not.
Yeah.
They testify against them with the words inscripted, though, I can tell you that. And it's for the people to actually hold hold the spirit, because the Bible says we're supposed to hold faith, but we're supposed to walk in the spirit of those words and actually magnify the laws against the crimes. And again, keep in mind, friends, we're not kicking up against anybody. The facts are the facts, and they're right in front of our face. And by the way, they're not going anywhere, friends. We're just simply strengthening your faith by letting you know your heritage, your foundations. And again, God is in everything in this country, and what we need to do is get back to obedience in Christ and actually walk out the faith that we profess that we have.
That's right. And as you mentioned, the spiritual heritage of the United States of America is obvious. But even knowing how many spiritual quotations and Bible verses and citations are all over in Washington, D.C. on the federal level, what's interesting to know that such acknowledgments are even more frequent at the state level and local level than even at the federal level. So the federal level, we see it everywhere.
Yeah.
If you go to the state level,
yeah.
you'll see it even more.
Oh, I know. And it just jacks up them little criminals, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Those representatives. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I know. It's just so hard when you're trying to erase God when his name's on stone everywhere, and especially in the hearts of men. It's just,
that's why you were to inscript it upon stone
right.
as a witness to the people and against the people if they so choose not to obey those words. Be right back, Sons of Liberty.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from Almighty and the Holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, if you'd like to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, you guys are knocking it out of the park out there. If you'd like to go to the headline news, honor the veterans in the office of the president, impeach him, is headline news. Extortion 17's parents, the greatest security threat the U.S. faces, resides on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, speaking to the president. Headline news, James Madison going back again. James Madison, the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, educating the people, friends. Also headline news, over there, so many are willing to die for America. The question I put to you, and I lay to your candor, friends, is how many are willing to live for her? And then we have no man is above the law, especially the one that represents we the people. We have others on there, homophobia alert by Brian Fisher. Entire NFL refuses to do business with homosexual player. Then we go over to American citizens, ISIS fighters allowed to return to America after fighting and decapitating individuals overseas. For some reason, this government is opening the doors and saying, no, come on back home, man. We're in this together, right? No, wrong. Headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. True that. We also have a deranged foul-mouthed sodomite at war with God. His name is Dan Savage. Check that out, folks. And then we also have on headline news, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Alina Kagan and Supreme Court Justice stands ready to queerify America, folks. Just in time, she was appointed, was she not? She's known for queerifying Harvard and also attacking America's military over there at Harvard College. Also, the fake fight of the right and the left. We've talked about that a million times. That's by Michael Peruca, presidential candidate in 2004. Great stuff, educational stuff. And it's giving you a headline news. It's not only showing you the problem, but it's educating you to the answer as to, you know what, friends, we got to move by what we know now, because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Once you have the knowledge, there no longer remains an excuse,
you know,
in
also,
any sense of the word.
Also a good headline, too, as well, is removing your children from the government schools is a revolutionary act against the tyranny of the state. So check that one out.
We also have Unmasking Barack Obama's Master, which just it's been doing awesome. And we did a couple of those articles. And, folks, again, the way that you have responded has just been second to none. We also had our friend Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost who did an article. I think he got 17,000 shares. Good for Tim, man.
There you go, Tim.
Yeah, good for you. We got Chase back from the Minnesota State Fair. Put it in a nutshell. What was it like over the last 12 days at the Minnesota State Fair?
Well, I mean, so many things come to mind all at once. First off, I am glad to be back and have a good shower because, my gosh,
we are too. We are too about you taking a shower, but we're not necessarily glad that you're back.
Oh, come on.
Did I say that?
My goodness.
Oh, he looks like a
Did I say that
her.
On the radio? It was beautiful over the last couple of days. I think you only had a couple of rain days, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of rain days, but hey, I mean, it all works out. I mean, it brings the right people out. And yeah. No, it was great. I mean, reaching out to so many people, passing out, I don't know how many thousand tracts, conversations we were having, witnessing experiences, literally people. And you can tell when the Holy Ghost is there, dropping in these people's hearts and they feel the conviction of their sin and know something's got to change. I actually got one person who was working at one of the booster who came back and said thank you a couple days later. Yep. You really, I mean, the Lord got a hold of me through you, and this is one of those things. You know, it was a capstone to all the things that have been happening in my life to turn me back on the path I need to go to. And just having one person do that,
that's right.
It makes all the difference.
And you know, with all those thousand seeds that have been planted, it's like, okay, Lord, if this one came back and said thank you because he had the opportunity, imagine how many others
would
if they could. Yeah, it's just, that's the kind of stuff.
And see what they're going to see, and they know, by the way, even those that contest with you or want to debate with you the facts,
you're still doing your job.
You're doing your job, but the point is they're going to find out, and they know within themselves that you're being their best friend.
Yeah.
Regardless if they want to come to the truth or the light right now or not,
right.
Sooner or later, they know that you told them the truth and that it was love that actually moved you to do that.
Right, and it's just so amazing, not to reiterate, you know, the things that we face, but...
No, I want people to understand what we do face.
How many people are so foolish to not only do they come up against you and you kick up against the goats, I mean, in every sense of the word, they are combating things that they assume. That's the crazy part, is that they assume they already know everything you're going to say, and they have no truth in them. You know, it's just foolishness to the extreme. So they come up and kick and scream and then put their hand in their face. I already know what you're this kind of a person, you're that kind of a person, racist, bigot, whatever.
Yeah, who told you that?
Yeah, and then they walk off, and it's just amazing to me.
I had an angry woman like that,
can you imagine
too.
Having a friend like that?
None.
Well, no, I don't care about the facts. I'm just going to give you my opinion, and you're my friend as long as you live according to what I say.
Right. Yeah. You know, I had an angry woman, too. I started taking her through law, judgment, mercy, and faith, and I got about as far as judgment, right? And before I could even get to the cross and about how Christ paid the price for your sin, she's like, no. She was waving her hand, no. And then she just walked away. It's like, I only said the first half. You didn't even let me get to the second half. But like you said, Bradley, you're doing your job anyway, because whether they come back and thank you, you're doing your job. Whether they yell at you, you're still doing your job, because they're feeling the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Some of that seed is falling on, you know, soil that's ready to
But keep in mind, though, guys, when they're smiling and they're agreeing with everything that you say, they're more dangerous than the guy that's sitting there screaming in your face.
That's true.
Because, and how many times have we proven that point? Yeah. Whoa. Until a little trial. Mr. What's the guy's name in John Bunyan's Pilgrim Progress?
Oh, Pliable?
Yeah, Pliable. Mm-hmm. You know, he only went so far until there was a trial, and then once a trial came along, all of a sudden he was the first one out of here.
Right.
Right? So, anyways, Chase, real quick, I'll give you a minute. A quick synopsis over the last 12 days, good, bad, and the ugly.
Oh my! Well, like I've been
saying, a lot of ugly.
So many, yeah. There's so many great experiences, so many fruitful seeds that I know were fruitful. That many more that I'm sure are fruitful. And that's the kind of stuff we pray through. A lot of people were happily surprised to see us there, which is awesome because they unfortunately are only paying attention to the bad news, mm-hmm. And seeing getting news from the wrong sources. So they see us there, and it's encouragement to them. A lot of encouraging. We had one kid just, I think it was yesterday. 2 days ago now, it was the last day, he came up, a 7-year-old boy recited the whole entire Declaration of Independence because he had heard Sam here doing the Bill of Rights.
That is so cool.
From one of the YouTube videos from the radio show. So it's just, that's another more fruit on
the you know that Sam's last article on Sons of Liberty Media, he got over 1,000, he got about 1,000 shares.
Knocked it out of the park.
And he's got that false humility look on his face right now.
He's like, I'm not going to say anything.
Gotcha.
But it was great. I mean, it was seriously great. Glad to be out there. Tired, but in a good way. Glad to be spent that way.
It's kind of like after you're done doing it, it's kind of like, oh, man, that was long. But then you see the fruit of it later on, more and more, so to speak. And it's like, oh, it was so worth it. I was telling Liz towards the end of it, I was like, well, you know, so many more days left. Make it count, you know, because you're not, these opportunities are priceless opportunities, especially at the state fair, because you don't get, I mean, you're not just getting churchgoers, obviously. You're getting people of all different kinds. You're getting, you know, people who appreciate your message, people who don't appreciate your message, but you're exactly where you should be because you're reaching and seeking, saving that which is lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully next year we can get back out on the Minnesota State Fair and preach with an open pulpit there.
Yeah, that'd
so we'll
be
see
awesome.
What happens.
Do the radio program there.
Yes.
And I want to say for those of you that say, listen, wow, what you guys are doing, it's amazing. I mean, this is so cool that you're out there with the people actually not just putting a sign on your door saying all welcome for people to come to you. We're actually going to the highways and byways. We're seeking and saving that which is lost. And if you want to be a part of it, you can be a part of it. One way that you can be a part of it is by donating to the ministry. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, there's a donate button right at the top in the stars and stripes. If you'd like to become a son or a daughter of Liberty, there's different levels and so on. You get a nice certificate, and you also get 25% off our product of the week every week. But the most important thing is you can feel good about where your money is going to. If you want to talk about a ministry that's in the fight constantly, working constantly, always pressing forward with what God has called us to do, the Sons of Liberty is it. And I'm not just saying that because we're part of it, but what I know day in and day out, what goes into this ministry, from early in the morning to the wee hours of the night, we're doing radio programs and we're doing interviews and so on, to keep on getting out there and do our job that the Lord has called us to do. But if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, you can scroll down a little bit on the Sons of Liberty radio website where it says become a son or daughter of Liberty, and you can do that in one of four easy steps as well. Another way that you can get the gospel out there is through our products. Oh my goodness, we've got comic books, we've got CDs, we've got t-shirts, we've got hats, we've got all these different ways and avenues that you can reach out to people in your community. You say, well, I really don't like to speak. Well, you know what? You can speak. If Moses can speak, who said I'm slow of speech, you can do it too.
And he can use an ass if he needs be.
That's exactly right.
So let's be the ass.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So you can get our many products and get those out there. Just hand them to people. Say, hey, I listen to this guy on the radio. I value your opinion on this. There's so many different ways. There's not an excuse that you can give in the book for why you're not doing what God has called you to do. I don't care if you're a simple, you know.
What do I do?
Yeah, yeah.
Open your door.
That's right. It doesn't matter if you're at the top of the spectrum, if you're a CEO, or if you're a garbage guy. Whatever you do, your job is to seek and save that which is lost. Do the work of an evangelist, and there's many different ways that you can do that. If you'd like to donate in person, too, or just call us and find out more, you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And I'd also like to highlight that our product of the week is the My War documentary series. It's a series that encompasses everything that we've done in public high schools, but it doesn't just go there. It goes for our foundations. Every household in America should have one. Check it out, My War documentary series, or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18, deeds not words. Love you by what we do, friends. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
At 30. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.